This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show, where we talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family. No, I'm sorry, we're not going to discuss how stupid Hillary Clinton is or how dumb Jesse Jackson is or how the Democrats are traitors. We already know that. We're going to address on this show the neocons that are expanding government, grabbing our guns, getting rid of our borders, selling us out to a world government, and then claiming they're conservative. It's amazing, and we'll be discussing, and then, of course, we will be exposing the Democrats as well, but we know what the Democrats are, my friends, and we're able to deprogram the Democrats that are out there listening to this show who have been useful idiots in the past because we're not hypocrites. You wonder why the liberals won't wake up to the fact that big government and centralized systems are corrupt and dangerous. They won't wake up to that because conservatives will sit there and try to defend corrupt Republican leaders, and the Democrats have done a good job of telling their minions about all the Republican corruption and the double standards. And so when they hear conservatives trying to defend conservative ideals, liberals just throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, we're not hypocritical on this show. We try to get to a constitutional base, the thing that made this country great. We try to address the systemic corruption that's in the system across the board, top down, left, right, at every level. And we call on the American people and people of the world, for that matter, to stand up against the corruption, the wickedness in high places. All right, big show today. It's news overload. U.S. troops wound Syrians in border clash. We learned of this a couple of days ago, but now we're finding out more. And it looks like the globalists are trying to start a war with the Syrians. Also, six British soldiers killed in southern Iraq yesterday. A U.S. soldier was also killed in the north yesterday. And it turns out these guys don't work for Saddam. They're not loyal to Saddam. They were mad about peaceful crowds being shot and the corruption they're seeing. And I'm sad for the troops. It's horrible what's happening to them. But at the same time, what's happened to the Iraqi people is horrible. And you support the troops by not putting them in an unjust war, by not putting them in this position. You support the troops by, when they get hit with nerve gas in 91, you support them by treating them. Supporting the troops doesn't mean you put them in a hellhole and don't give them support, which is what the globalists do. They use them. And now the globalists are panicking. They're now going to go ahead and try to offer the Iraqis some of their own oil money if they'll shut up, if they'll go along. Before, they weren't going to get any of it. And they had been saying that all the oil from the north was going to go to Israel for free. This was a public announcement. Netanyahu was talking about it on Monday, the head of the Likud party, and now they're saying, okay, well, we'll give you some of the oil if you're good. And someone has blown up the oil pipeline several times. Pipeline sabotage adds to gloom over Iraq oil exports. Also, we have the globalists in the past blowing up the oil wells in 91 to jack up prices for other Middle Eastern crude, so we're not really sure who's behind this. It could be either side. I don't know. But if you really care about the troops, you'll want to hear this headline when we get back. Mainstream news headline, our troops suffer from uranium sickness. So, The media will whine and cry about six troops being killed, which is a travesty. But they could care less about tens of thousands that are going to come back and get lung cancer.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are Artex Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps potassium iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm not here to distract or to divert you. I'm not here to cover issues of little or no significance. We have a corrupt world government. It is upon us. Our liberties, our freedoms, our heritage as Americans is being systematically dismantled and incinerated, decimated, terminated, annihilated. And the people doing it are running around wrapped in the American flag, cynically telling us that they are the guardians of America and of that birthright. But even a cursory investigation of their policy reports, their public statements, their financial holdings, their systems show that they want to turn America and the world into a 100% command and control despotism, tyranny, feudal serf grid. And it's happening right now, and the Judas goats, the Judas Iscariots of the world, are up there as the neocons manipulating and lying to you. And they're going to engineer a liberal backlash that will come to power using all the powers that the neocons and mechanisms they've set up, and it's going to get even worse under a Democrat president with a Democrat leader of the UN. It goes on and on and on, and they're setting it up. I can see it. I can see their program, their operation, and we must speak out against it. We must expose the reality of what's happening. U.S. troops came out yesterday, wound Syrians in border clash. United States Special Forces wounded at least 5 Syrian border guards as they pursued a convoy thought to be carrying senior members of Saddam Hussein's regime. It emerged yesterday. The commandos launched an air and ground assault on a convoy of 6 or 7 vehicles speeding towards the Syrian border last week. The attack initially raised speculation that Saddam Hussein or his sons might have been killed. Now, they've told us that they killed him 2 or 3 other times, and they killed Chemical Ali and Mrs. Anthrax and all these other stupid slogan names they've given these people. And I just want to remind you that our government produced a fake nuclear dossier supposedly out of Africa to Saddam. Turned out it was totally fake, made up. They've had all these other fake dossiers that were made up or written 12 years ago. They have said that trucks that were for pumping up surveillance balloons for trench warfare in the Iran-Iraq war sold to the Iraqis by the British and the Russians. They knew day one those weren't chemical biological weapons labs. Turns out they lied to us all along. So when I see a story like this, and they're changing their stories every day or two, it's clear they're trying to escalate a war with Syria. And they said they want to invade Syria. Generals have said it. The PNAC people, Project for New American Century, have said it. They leaked a plan to attack North Korea as early as this October. Rumsfeld did, trying to escalate the lunatics in North Korea into attacking us first, which the globalists would just love. Imagine the police state they'd get out of that, and Rumsfeld posing as our savior with Bush and Chuck E. Schumer and Hillary during that period of a smoking West Coast turn into a giant slag heap. So I see a story. I mean, it's hundreds of miles from Baghdad to the Syrian border. And there's supposedly this convoy, but special forces have to attack the convoy once it gets to the guard stations on the Syrian side. And now our troops supposedly went into Syria, grabbed some of the Syrians, and are holding them. And I'm sure after lots of torture, they advocate torture on the news every day. I'm sure they'll say whatever the CIA wants them to. By the way, there's another lie in this article. It says United States Special Forces. These aren't United States Special Forces. Special Forces aren't even part of the military, ladies and gentlemen. Delta Force, Navy SEALs, they're all under National Security Council control. Okay, and that's private. Our government is a private corporation. 1913 took over the banks. 1947, National Security Act. Going back, 1933 was War Powers Act. Martial law was set up, and they've been expanding it ever since. And now you have Patriot Act in October to 2001, Homeland Security in 2002. They've activated the continuity of government operation. Washington Times headline, martial law is in effect. We've had their constitutional scholar on. He went over the information and had the same analysis we did that we're in martial law right now. It's what increment of it? They're just warming you up to it right now. Oh, we're going to have thousands of checkpoints every weekend for drunks and drugs. And, well, now it's gun sweeps. And, oh, we're going to check and see if you're wearing your seatbelt. And, oh, we're going to set up permanent state police checkpoints on the highways. It's now happening. Oh, we started construction before 911. But this will help for anti-terrorism. Oh, that Amber Alert, we're going to use it to flash warnings about wearing your seatbelt, and oh, and then guns, and then, oh, report terrorist, and martial law people, they've said they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus, they already did it, now they're rolling the troops out on the streets, signing deals for foreign troops publicly. It's all happening. Red Dawn in slow motion right now. And it's so bizarre, it's so horrible, the average person can't even begin to believe what's happening. But, you know, I read that Houston Chronicle headline, police chief says that the crime lab frames people as part of its policy. You know, that's just where I live, right here in Texas. They've got all these towns framing people and the police raping and killing and running the prostitutes and dealing the heroin and cocaine and framing masses of people in huge roundups, laughing about it, giant prisons being built everywhere, cameras now in almost every neighborhood and side street and alleys and microphones hanging out of trees and armored vehicles driving around and army helicopters over our city every single night. And now it's not a conspiracy theory to see the black helicopters. The news says, oh, they're here to help. They just patrol now. And yes, we've started drone overflights. It's now official. Nothing like drones. And of course, there's no real terrorists to find, so they can go after all the lesser criminals now. And they've said, oh, the Justice Department said last week before Congress, okay, it's true, there is a Patriot Act too, and it's going to be used for all crime against all criminals, including petty criminals. And you go, good, anything we need to stop criminals. And by the way, make them work once they're in that prison. Oh, yeah, you're going to have a lot of jobs, folks, when tens of millions of people are in prison building widgets for 20 cents an hour. Oh, yeah, that's real good for the economy. People, wake up now. What they do, they come into a small town area, build a giant prison. There's been a Walmart in town for 10 years. There's no jobs left. Downtown's a ghost town. Everybody's losing their farms, their little ranches, because they can't pay the property taxes. And then all of a sudden, hey, you can come to work at the prison. In some of these towns in Texas, almost the entire town works at the prison. And don't you tell them the prison's bad. This is the new America. It's all they've got's working in the prison. It's like that Kurt Vonnegut book where half the people are in prison and the other half are jail guards. That's where we're going, folks. It's the new economy. Surveillance, police state, snatch and grab, secret arrest. You want it? You got it. They're going to take your land under environmental guise. They're going to make you have an ID card to have a job with different security clearances to work anywhere. It's all official. You're going to have, just like they do in Cuba or East Germany under the Stasi, you're going to have plainclothes special forces officers. Oh, yes, the special forces is now taking over the entire military. And they've said that it's going to be taking over civilian life. They announced this before 9-1-1. They've been training the cadres, and then they're going to rotate them out of the special forces ranks. They are the new Praetorian Guard. They are the new enforcers of the federal government. Special forces troops trained and walking up behind you and sticking a knife in up into your brain, trained in grabbing you and throwing you in a van to be driven away and never seen again. That's our new product. That's what America is. That's the new America. And they're going to say, you support the troops, don't you? You support the police and their black ski mask, don't you? And Hollywood glamorizes it. I mean, every show you tune into, every movie, it's worshiping the SWAT teams. Doesn't matter if the SWAT teams are really killing their own officers. More often than the officers are killed by perpetrators outside the force. Doesn't matter what the real statistics show. Hollywood says it's cool. Putting on black uniforms and armored outfits and beating people up and busting in houses without warrants. It's all part of the new freedom. I got articles here today. They're going to go ahead and start DNA databases of all children in England for a DNA database. By the way, they've already been doing it in the echelon group of countries, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the U.K. When they take that blood from your baby's heel, it's now admitted it's for the last 30 years has been going into a permanent federal and state DNA database. They didn't ask you, did they, when they violated your Fourth Amendment? I've been telling you this for years. Now it's official. Oh, we just so happen to take this heel blood and save it, and we're going to use it for a national DNA database, and it's going to be on your ID card. That's going to be your barcode, is your blood. Sounds antichrist, doesn't it?
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I know a lot of the things I talk about on this show are very frightening, but it's really just history repeating itself. And if you want to sit there in a naive fashion and just to decide to not check out what I'm saying, and just decide to not believe me, or just decide to cower and hide under a rock somewhere, you are ensuring the destruction of this country. and you're denying the historical fact of what's happened over and over again, not just worldwide, but in this country. The type of abuses we see, the type of corruption we see, the type of organized crime we see in control of this country is very similar to what we fought in 1776. And a lot of people have been in denial for a long time, but let me explain something. They don't set up a high-tech police state and build a giant prison grid and start infiltrating special forces troops and foreign troops and former KGB bosses into Homeland Security and continuity of government unless they've got some horrible things planned. You see, there's never enough for these people. They want it all. They want it now. It's their very nature. They enjoy what they're doing, and they've got a bunch of useful idiots who think that they're elitist, think they're part of something special, that are going along with this. And a lot of them are useful idiots inside their mechanisms of control. So I'm begging you to think for yourselves out there. I'm begging you to grow up and to have the courage to educate yourselves on the issues we're discussing here on this worldwide broadcast. So it's obvious that they've gone into Syria now, killed a bunch of people, kidnapped some others, try to escalate war with Syria. They've said they want to go into Syria. They've started the destabilization of Iran. And look, I'm no fan of Syria. I'm no fan of Tehran in Iran. I'm no fan of the mullahs, but what was in there before? The Shah, his secret police, the guy they've got to run Iraq, the heir apparent. He was convicted in a Jordan court for stealing over $300 million, and he was a member of the Shah's secret police. And now he's feeding our government reports of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction and claims that Jordan's involved. And our government real quick said, no, that's not true, that's incorrect. So you've got little crooks trying to settle scores. I mean, Jordan is on the globalist side, and they're even starting to demonize Jordan, because Jordan convicted the new mob boss they've got running Iraq. And then you've got the head of Afghanistan, Mohammad Karzai. I mean, this guy's a Unocal and BP and Halliburton employee. He's worked for all of them. And now they've retaken the crown for world opium production. And suddenly there's all the smack on the streets, the dirty, filthy narcotic. But don't worry, they've got SWAT teams to clean up the problem while they clean up your Bill of Rights and Constitution. So troops wound Syrians in border clash. And, oh, it's not clear who opened fire first, sure. But it was a special forces ambush set up at the border. Six British soldiers killed in southern Iraq, and they were trying to say that, oh, this is, you know, all Saddam in the north. You know, the boogeyman Saddam, he's going to get us. But this is the South where they had been, anti-Saddam. But now it turns out that it was the Shiites and others, quote, are angry about being shot at their weddings and shot in their demonstrations. And they're angry about the water and power still being off. And so now the British have been killed. And I'm sad for these British troops. But I'm also really concerned about the article that I told you I would mention when we got back. Our troops suffer from uranium sickness. Now, that's the headline out of the national paper of Australia, The Age. And it is a scientific fact. Our own army had to admit it under pressure that if you inhale depleted uranium, it is very, very bad for you and can kill you within a matter of months or years. Australian servicemen and women who served in the recent Iraq war were reporting symptoms of uranium sickness. The United States nuclear weapons expert said today, Dr. Douglas Rook is a former U.S. Army nuclear health physicist and was formerly the Pentagon's expert on the health effects of depleted uranium ammunition. Speaking in Melbourne today, Dr. Rook said Iraq women and children in America and Iraqi military personnel had reported respiratory illnesses and rashes after the recent conflict. He'd also been told of Australian servicemen and women with similar symptoms. They're now doing tests on them and finding high levels of uranium.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide up...
That's 888-601-7546.
Well, Marilyn, that sounds fantastic. We'll check back with you a little bit later to learn more about this exciting new product.
Okay, thanks.
We rode a blazing saddle.
Welcome back, my friends. It's Wednesday, the 25th of June, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. Your calls are coming up. If you'd like to respond to our troops are being killed, U.S. troops being killed, British troops being killed, and if you want to go back over some of the background of this, here's an article from May 30th. U.S. gunfire kills three teens at a wedding. U.S. soldiers opened fire on a festive wedding parade earlier this week, killing three teenagers and wounding seven others after the celebrants fired weapons in the air. The shooting on Monday night was one of a series of deadly incidents this week that have sharply increased tension between U.S. troops and Iraqi civilians. The Iraqi civilians were not killing coalition troops. They were, since the end of the war, or of the major takeover of Iraq, the occupation, they were basically going along with it, by and large, just saying, please turn our water back on. Let us go back to work. Let us have our jobs. And then several weddings, protests, demonstrations. In many cases, people didn't even fire a gun. A kid would throw a rock or something. And they would mow down. At one demonstration, they shot like 180 people. And by the end of it, 20 of them that were shot died, 15 of them on the spot. And so now Iraqis, including the Shiites and others that had been for the takeover, are getting very angry. And a lot of this began north of Baghdad, folks, not because of Saddam Hussein giving orders from some secret bunker, but because there have been a lot of rapes taking place. And, folks, militaries do this, okay? This happens. You can have 200,000, 250,000 good troops, and if 1,000 of them are bad, which is the ratio is actually much higher just in the general public, you're going to have this happen. And they have not been disciplining the people that are doing it. The reports have stated because they don't want to give validity to these reports, and so the Iraqis are throwing fits, okay? And that's what you would do if we'd been occupied by a foreign power and they were raping the women and shooting people and doing all of this. How would you respond? People who were for the so-called liberation in areas that were for it are now getting very angry. And I think it's terrible. I think we should support our troops and get them out of there. But not until they set up a dictatorship. And so I wanted to show you why the Iraqis are so angry. Now, that was out of the Sydney Morning Herald. This is out of the Associated Press. Soldier, U.S. Army turns away burned children in need of help. Our military's never behaved like this, folks. On a scorched afternoon while on duty at an Army airfield, Sergeant David Borrell was approached by an Iraqi who pleaded for help for his three children, burned when they set fire to a bag containing explosive powder left over from the war in Iraq. Borrell immediately called for assistance, but the two Army doctors who arrived about an hour later refused to help the children because their injuries were not life-threatening and had not been inflicted by U.S. troops. Now the two girls and the boy are covered with scabs, and the boy cannot use his right leg, and Borrell is shattered. His morale is obviously low, because our troops are good people, generally. They don't want to be part of this. They were told they were going in to give food and medicine and liberation. And folks, when you go in and blow up an infrastructure for 12 years, totally destroy it in the last round of takeovers in March, and you occupy the country and disband the police and the government and then say, oh, we don't have to give you medical attention. We don't have to treat you for cholera. We don't have to treat you for dysentery. This is horrible. our government, using our name of the American people, went in there and now is telling people, if you want to work for Halliburton or the other few corporations that have been given the contracts, you got to work for $20 a month. Under Saddam Hussein, the average Iraqi was making, even during the siege of the last 12 years, $200 a month, according to the Associated Press. $20 a month? You can't live off that in the poorest African country. It's a desert nation with almost no agriculture. Off of the Tigris-Euphrates, that's all they've got. And now things are even worse. 1.5 million Iraqis, 1.5 million have died since the beginning of the first Gulf War in 1990-91. And, you know, before they said, well, Saddam's not letting him get the aid. Well, he is a thuggish CIA hitman hired in 58. That's admitted fact, and I'm sure some of that's true. But now there's no excuse. And Secretary of the Army White, for all of his vices and problems and Enron scams, basically got fired, told to resign by Rumsfeld, Defense Secretary, because White said, you can't go in there and take over that country and fix it and put in the systems without 250,000 troops. My generals, with all their 170 IQs and all their West Point training and all our computer models say a minimum of 250,000 troops. 5-year occupation. Well, they're not going to do it, folks. They're not going to fix the water. They're not going to fix anything. They're going to let more Iraqis die. They're not going to give them medical treatment. Rumsfeld thought it was real funny. Remember, he laughed. I got it on video and said, oh, well, freedom's untidy. As our troops stood by and in many cases escorted buses in full of Iraqis that have been trained in the U.S. and England to burn buildings, to blow up hospitals, to blow up the Quranic centers, to take over the mosque. And it was real funny when all those hospitals were burning, wasn't it? And now when people come to the military needing health care, they don't get it. I have never seen in almost 14 years of Army experience anything that callous, said Borrell. Well, Borrell, you better get life insurance, buddy, because I commend you for standing up and speaking out, but you better watch it, because they got a penchant. They don't like their own people speaking out against them. Well, maybe Borrell isn't a patriot, you know, because I've been accused of not being a patriot because I don't want our troops involved in evil. So maybe Borrell's bad, too. Maybe, you know, he's over there serving his country, he was told, but that means not giving small children health care. I've never seen in almost 14 years of Army experience anything that callous, said Borrell, who recounted the June 13th incident to the Associated Press. A U.S. Army spokesman said the children's condition did not fall into a category that requires Army physicians to treat them and that there was no inappropriate response on the part of the doctors. It goes on. The incident comes at a time when U.S. troops are trying to win the confidence of Iraqis, an undertaking that has been overwhelmed by the need to protect themselves against attacks. Folks, they were not being attacked except by kids with rocks and things. And they mowed down weddings and did all of this, and now it's generating a response. Same thing happened in Vietnam. And my friends, this is just horrible to see this quagmire forming like this. And it gets worse. It gets worse. It gets a lot worse, a lot quicker. They have now conclusively proven from the first Gulf War and from Kosovo that our troops were hit with depleted uranium, that they breathed it, that it's hurting the populations in and around the areas even worse. Our troops are just getting short-term exposure, but it never leaves your lungs. And now the former head of the Army's division that studies this is saying, yeah, it's true. Yeah, killing our troops. So let me get this straight. You support the troops by not caring about the fact that they've been breathing depleted uranium. So, again, I'll say it. I support the troops, but I am very, very upset about what they've done to them. As usual, it's like the globalists have a rule or something. I've talked to Vietnam veterans, including family. The helicopters would fly over. Their skin would be wet with the Agent Orange, full of the dioxin. compliments of Monsanto. And later they admitted that they knew all along it destroyed chromosomes, that it caused cancer, and now they're just now giving them treatment 30 years later. It's wrong, people. I don't want to just sit here and preach all day. We'll go to your calls in a little while, but here's the article. Our troops suffer from uranium sickness. The Age, up on Infowars.com. Australian servicemen and women who served in the recent Iraq war were reporting symptoms of uranium sickness, a United States nuclear weapons expert said today. Dr. Douglas Rook is a former U.S. Army nuclear health physicist and was formerly the Pentagon's expert on the health effects of depleted uranium ammunition. Speaking in Melbourne today, Dr. Rook said Iraq women and children and American and Iraqi military personnel had reportedly respiratory illness and rashes after the recent conflict, and he had also been told of Australian servicemen and women with similar symptoms. That's the reports I received from the U.S. Army Medical Department, but something needs to be verified and looked into, he said. And then I have another article here out of Reuters about how they've done blood tests of some of the troops, and it showed uranium, but it's all being swept under the rug. When American soldiers are sick and the Iraqis are sick, there's nothing that says an Australian soldier is going to be isolated when he goes through those areas and he's not going to become ill. And no one is saying that he's not going to become ill. During Operation Desert Storm in 91, Dr. Rook led a team assigned to clean up uranium contaminated caused by friendly fire. What we saw could be described in only three words. Oh my God, the wounds were horrible. The contamination was extensive, he said. Although myself and my team members wore respiratory and skin protection, that protection we know today does not provide an adequate protection against the inhalation, the ingestion, the absorption of uranium compounds. Folks, hundreds of tons were used in this war, thousands of tons were used, and it turns into powder when it hits its target. But you know what? They don't care. I have a major report here admitting that sodium fluoride is deadly, and the British government doesn't care that there are now hundreds of university studies in their government saying it's deadly. They are going to put it in the water, whether the people like it or not, and vote to take it out of their water. Those that don't have it are going to have it. And I'll sit here with somebody on the street, and they'll laugh at me and go, you think sodium fluoride's bad? Ha, 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 I heard kooks talk like that. You know, I listened to Neocon Radio yesterday, and I was flipping channel to channel in the morning and the afternoon. Every channel, the same words, the same order, were talking about the same things. And they were saying that genetically engineered food is better for you. There's nothing weird in it. Starlink corn was recalled for no reason. There's nothing weird in the food. We should all eat it. Folks, I have AP articles where they put HIV virus in bio corn and planted it in 96 locations. It was put into granary bins and spread to the four winds. They've got salmon genes in corn, cockroach genes in corn. They've got grasshopper genes in tomatoes for 10 years. It's causing bizarre enzymes. Starlink corn caused horrible allergic reactions. It's why it was recalled. This stuff, there's super weeds taking over that cannot be killed by any known chemical. Monsanto genetically engineered soybeans and canola is jumping into other species. It's been found in plants as big as oak trees down to sage grasses. It's wall-to-wall insanity. They're growing pharmacological corn from East Texas to Denver, Colorado, to North Dakota. And I heard them on every show. I was flipping channels. Same words, same script, same statement, same guest. Saying, as I was going around town doing errands for 2 hours yesterday, I heard them saying, these lying liberals, they say genetically engineered food is bad, they're liars, they're a bunch of kooks, ha, ha, ha. And they are a bunch of kooks. They have a bunch of clowns out there protesting it to make it look stupid. The Ford Foundation and Carnegie Foundation, the rest of them, go and create these organizations, fund the leaders. They have them out there, out in Sacramento, doing witchcraft dances. I got the AP article right here. Sacramento Bee article as well. We're posting it all on Infowars.com. May already be up there. I know she's updating right now. They're doing witchcraft dances. And see, then the news shows that and goes, oh, look at these idiots. You got a bunch of people out there doing their drum circles, no coherent information, chanting like morons instead of handing out, think of those thousands of protesters handing out AP articles about Protegene in Texas with AIDS virus and corn. If they handed that out to everybody and we're there wearing suits and ties, we could end this genetic engineering right now. By the way, that's what the farmers do in Europe, and they've kept it out, despite what the European government's tried to do, despite the European government arresting prominent farmers that lead these organizations. And yes, the Black Brigade showed up in Europe and in Sacramento yesterday in their little black ski mask and black uniforms, the same crowd I see flown around everywhere, publicly funded by the Delta Force, according to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and Seattle Weekly and King Television. I've got the newscast, the news articles, everything in the takeover. You can have 10,000 demonstrators. Here come the 50 hired thugs. We've seen the same guys here in Austin. The government flies them around on jets to burn trash cans and bust out windows. They step aside, and the cops walk right past them and attack the peaceful people. And I heard them on the air. Oh, good, I'm watching them on the news right now. I heard this national talk show. Oh, good, they're beating the protesters. They're arresting those kooks. Why are these people always violent? Ha, ha, ha. Neutralizing any discussion, any debate. So they tell you DU's good for you, when the head of the Army's group that studied it in 91 says it's deadly, and that he goes into how it has huge open sores and people's bleeding gums and lung cancer. And how it's happening again to your boys and girls. I support those troops. I don't want them breathing uranium. I don't want them breathing VX and sarin. Our government sold to their scumball, Saddam Hussein. I am angry here. How dare you? How dare you people out there that stick a plastic flag on your car, a desecrated American flag made by slaves in China? How dare you question my patriotism when to you it's like a sports team or something. It's skin deep. You could care less about the troops. Oh, I support the troops. I support the troops. You don't care about the troops. You know, caring about the troops in the country takes responsibility, takes being informed, takes studying situations, takes research. And you sit there ignorantly with that stupid plastic flag, that desecrated flag, when everything that flag symbolizes is disappearing right now. I am hot. And now our troops are coming down ill again. And when their skin busts open and the blood drips and they die of lung cancer and they die of all this stuff again, they're not going to be given treatment. And I'll have to hear you call into a neocon show, a big liberal pimp show, and I'll have to hear you go, this is made up by the liberals, our troops aren't sick, while I'm going to funerals where they're sticking 30-year-old Marine corporals in the ground who were 200 pounds of solid muscle before the war, and it'll be 75 pounds of death when they bury them. I support the troops. It's you that don't.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's PureTrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
And if you're not angry about our troops huffing sarin and VX and uranium, if you're not upset about that, something's wrong with you. Supporting the troops doesn't mean using them like, well, like birdcage liner. And loving America doesn't mean, you know, I talk about plastic Chinese desecrated American flags. I am offended. I'm the type of guy who would get a tear in my eye during the Star Spangled Banner, during the Pledge of Allegiance, and I still do. In fact, even more so, because I think of how this country's being ruined by fake, shallow phonies who are so stupid politically that they don't even know that they are ultra-liberals. The liberals are so liberal now and so mind-controlled that they call themselves conservatives. That's how scrambled everything's gotten. And again, the liberal-conservative term means nothing. I'm just using the terms people are familiar with. You support Bush, you support big government, corruption, and no, that doesn't mean go support John Kerry. They're both members of the same club, the same organization. It's staged. Oh, there's so much news today, folks. It's just now our troops hit with DU, and the former head scientist for the Pentagon that documented all this in the first Gulf War says it's happening again. The sores, the infections, the lung problems are massive, the deaths. Here he is saying it. You won't hear this on our news, or you'll hear it just kind of barely mentioned in the background. And we read about Iraqi children begging for medical attention who can't even walk and being denied it, and our own troops are getting upset, and they should be getting upset, because we've got the responsibility for that country now. But no one's going to be taken care of. We're going to set up a police state, put the former top secret police officer from the Shah's dictatorship in there. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. And here's Bush pushes for BioShield passage. President Bush yesterday urged Congress to pass BioShield, a $6 billion plan to battle anthrax, smallpox, and other bioterrorism agents by speeding the development of vaccines and treatments. Yeah, it creates an infrastructure for forced inoculation. Lord Bush said Project BioShield will give our scientific leaders greater authority and more flexibility in decisions that may affect our national security, Mr. Bush said at a meeting of the Biotechnology Industry Association. Our labs will be able to hire the right experts, to buy the right equipment, and to speed the construction of the right facilities to accelerate urgently needed discoveries. And I read the actual plan as of 6 months ago when I first saw it. This is to fund the health departments, to fund the forced inoculations. This is the giant new federal bureaucracy of forced inoculation and vaccination. Okay? And they passed the law in page 76 of Homeland Security for forced inoculation, the federal model of the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Does that concern you? All these new, wonderful federal agencies. Oh, boy. We're going to break and come back in the next hour, and I will go straight to your calls and get into a bunch of other news we haven't hit yet. Toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition, 800-259-9231. What do you think of any of the articles I've covered here, and are you seeing through the propaganda? Before I end this hour, I really want to challenge you to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, all of my great videos that are waking people up, that show who the real terrorists are, that show the globalist master plan. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. My book's $12, Descent into Tyranny, covering 9-1-1. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free right now. Don't wait. Get in the fight. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Take action. Support the broadcast. Get the films. Wake America up now. 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial.